Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension.
Hello and welcome. My name is Sandrine. I am the founder of Fractal Alchemy 5D Quantum University, Ascension Mission Mentor, and also Trans Channel. It is my great pleasure to have this conversation with you today about our dear friends, the Sirians. I have been in contact with them for a little while, and I closely co-create with them as they are a star race that I have been experiencing with and living with for a very long time. In fact, I also spent so many lives there that I ended up finishing all the pathways of evolution that Sirius could offer me as a soul. And it's the same kind of something similar as I was explaining with Arcturians and our beloved friends from Arcturus. If you are interested to know more about what I do, I would love to invite you to check my website, sandrines.com. There I have many different online courses, and one of them is brand new. It's a new release called The Galactic Realms, and it is the digital product that has been birthed from the module of my university, Fractal Alchemy. And in that module, you're going to be able to dive very deep into understanding your own unique connections with different star races, and you're going to receive tools and quantum technology that are going to allow you to start traveling and see them, visit them into their realms. My students were absolutely mind blown, and so am I. You know, every time I travel, you know, within my inner world to visit star races into their own reality, into their own star system, it's absolutely life changing. We receive so much wisdom, so much love, that it literally transmutes ourselves to be able to anchor into new frequency. Also, we understand so much more about our unique quantum soul blueprint and our journey through multidimensional time and space realities. Because I'm a mission mentor, everything that I channel that I create is always designed around helping my students tap more precisely into the missions and the purpose that they are here to bring, which are quite different. We're going to learn about that in the next module called Quantum Architecture. So if you're interested into learning about Sirians, Andromedans, Arcturians, Pleiadians, and Blue Avians, which are the five star races that were really present for the creation of the Galactic Realms module, you can now get it by visiting my website. Also, we open doors to receive other galactic friends and go into hidden realms, meaning that there are star races that just now are starting to open up to creating connection with humans, and they are looking for friends, they are looking for ambassadors, they are looking for people who are ready to shift their frequencies and to go deep within to start receiving their own wisdom and literally start creating with them, because they come here to help us. They come here always to bring messages around love, but also evolution, because it's interesting to work with different star races, because we observe that each of them has very different pathways of evolution. Each of these star races is so beautiful and so advanced and so loving and mesmerizing, and all of them are like, I love them all so much equally, right? And it's just so fascinating to be able to perceive how they work with their own chakra systems, with light frequency, sound frequency. So if that's your jazz, if you really like it, I would simply like to invite you to join me and my students in the learning. And for now, we're going to learn more about the Sirians, which is wonderful because we are in this series of portals and gateways leading to the great alignment of the Lion's Gate portal happening on the 8th of the 8th, which is literally the alignment with the Sirius gateway. So the Sirian energy is extremely present at the moment. And it's interesting because Sirians, as I have explained in different transmission regarding star races, Sirians also evolve between certain degree of variability residing within the fractal realms. So some of them would reside in seventh dimension and above. The ones that I work with are always from ninth to 12th dimensions. So they are all ascended masters, and therefore they can simply share the wisdom of their realm with great precision. When we start understanding how the Sirian's frequency is, it can be quite confusing because this star race is very, very diverse. First of all, there is not only one planet, one star as such that we connect with. There are two, and then actually three. There is Sirius A, Sirius B, and there is also a dwarf planet that has been recently discovered, and scientists say there are no life on there, but it doesn't mean that life doesn't exist, because life forms don't always need what humans need to live. They can exist in different realms. With Sirius, there is this diversity of color. Everything is crystalline, everything is sharp, everything is potent. The Sirian frequency is so powerful. Many people are quite intimidated by Sirian starseeds because of the they seem sharp, they seem so intelligent, but like they have a piercing gaze as well. And it's fascinating because Sirians actually have three brains, like left, right, and then an overall brain. So they are highly telepathic, and they work on helping humans increase their intuition and psychic abilities. So they work with that a lot. And on Sirius, there are also many beautiful animals that have become archetypal animals of the Sirian realm, such as the white lion that we also find in Lyra and that we also have on Earth. And then we have the dolphins, the Sirian dolphins, same thing. We also have them on Earth. So now that I'm mentioning it, I would just like to bring this knowledge to you that through our realm, we are all evolving. So it's not only humans that are ascending, but it's literally the consciousness of our planet, the consciousness of our system is shifting. So it's not just us that are going through an evolution process. It is also the animals and the plants. If you think about the movie Avatar, which is literally the representation of Andromeda, if you haven't listened to that episode, you might like to listen to that. It's absolutely fascinating. It just illustrates in that movie how all beings communicate through this network. Well, on Earth, we also have that network. It's just that at the moment, we don't really know how to access it. And because we are going through this evolution process, it's basically becoming more conscious. And going into fifth dimension is literally raising our consciousness and being able to live more from the heart. So telepathy will become more and more of the norm, as well as intuition and psychic abilities. So if you observe yourself that you communicate more and more with animals and plants, and you can receive their frequency, receive their messages, it is due to the fact that you are indeed shifting consciousness and opening up to new levels of your abilities, which is literally anchoring the template of the new humans. So on Sirius, they are extremely telepathic. I perceive Sirians as this very interesting mixture of some of them live very much like some more tribal states, meaning that they would live in communities in certain places and they would really go into trance state and really connect with the planet, and with precision they would be able to really activate huge vortexes of frequency, open a portal and receive information from all over the galaxies simply by using their brain and their consciousness. But also there are many Sirians that are more kind of I don't know exactly the word in English, so my apologies if there is a little bit lack of precision, but I trust that you understand what I mean. It's that there is also more this sense of independence, of individuality. So it's not that they separate themselves from others, not at all, but it's more like many of them, they really reside into their sovereignty and their own pathway of evolution. So they live a little bit more isolated, I would say. So many Syrians have come to Earth a long time ago to train humans into increasing intuition, telepathic abilities, and also extrasensory abilities. For example, the pharaohs were most likely Syrians, and in ancient Egypt, many of the leaders and the priests were actually Syrian star races. And some Syrians, so the Syrians have been present for so long, and there's such big diversity that here I'm really going like generally, but there is a lot of information out there. So if you want more precision, just, you know, go and learn from others. So Syrians have, some of them, they came like with the actual appearance, right? And so they were just like, I was an Arcturian when I was in Atlantis. I was fully like full on Arcturian, you know. I was not an Arcturian soul in a human body. So some Syrians, they came like that during ancient Egypt. I'm just going to talk about ancient Egypt right now, but they were present in many other civilizations, right? But then some of them were actually coming, and they took like humans as partners, and so they would create half mixed blood, so you would have children that would be half Syrians and then half humans, and they became like descendants. So there is this kind of genealogy there. So there is the possibility also that in certain the DNA, there is actually some Syrian frequency still present, which is absolutely amazing. That was quite a long time ago. So Syrians are very diverse as well in their appearance. For me, I see them, I visualize them, the ones that I work with, they generally have kind of a grayish skin, grayish to bluish skin, sometimes very purple, but it's kind of this range of colors, right? And then they can be quite short, like our size. So for galactic beings, that's actually short, or very, very tall. So you see there's like this very big diversity. But one characteristic that they all have is that they have a very elongated head. Very elongated head, and also piercing gaze, piercing frequency. And it's like Syrian frequency comes and it penetrates the field. It penetrates the field so strongly. But here is the thing, is that there's nothing aggressive about it. So people who feel that there is aggression around this kind of energy, it's because Syrians have such pure crystalline advanced frequency that when they come into our field, when they work with us, like, we have no choice but to rise up to the highest frequency that we have within. We cannot hide anything. We cannot lie to ourselves anymore. We cannot lie to others anymore. It's kind of, we have no choice but to step fully into our power and be the biggest version of ourselves. So of course, like many people who still have a lot of density, who is still working on healing and alchemizing, they be very, very triggered with powerful Syrian frequency, because simply like, oh my God, that person is so intense, but it's got nothing to do with that person who's very Syrian frequency. It's just that person is so anchored in the heart portal and so telepathically advanced, like the brain is so advanced, the intelligence is so advanced, they can perceive everything in the field, everything, every shift. They can, it's kind of like engineers, you know, it's really energetic engineers. So when people are still processing and healing and alchemizing and shifting, like that energy comes, it's like vroom, like huge vortex, and it's like a little bit hard to stay conscious. A lot of my students, they pass out when we work with Syrians because the energy is so high. So like myself, when I started connecting more and more with my Syrian friend Master, who co-creates with me, Every time, like, he would come and do, you know, quantum surgery on me or give me messages, always I could feel his frequency. I could feel his frequency, like, coming. And I was like, okay. And for the first few times, like, I just blanked. I totally passed out. But then I learned to sustain the frequency. And it's just like, basically they warned me. It's like, okay. So no Sirian activation coming, Sirian frequency coming. I can just see and feel myself. It's like I'm going really, really deep and I'm barely conscious, but I'm like, I'm conscious. So I can consciously receive the information that they share because, yes, I'm like passing out, I receive all the frequency shift and so on. But, you know, I'm a teacher. I need to be able to also understand. So they're like, okay, Sandrine, stay conscious. And then I have my Actorian friends that are there to help me on a physiological level with my brain structure to be able to keep that awake state so I can actually understand what they share with me. So this is a little bit about Sirius and Sirian's friends. If you are really called to understanding them more, I would love to invite you to, you know, simply, you know, look for information out there. There's a lot of information. Sirians are usually they love the stars, they love looking at the sky, they love astrology, they love astronomy, they love geeking, you know, they have this kind of a geeky frequency in them. So this is why I not own the fact that I'm super geeky, because the more I work with Sirians, the more geeky I get as well, talking about programs and formulas and algorithms, all of that very, very strongly Sirian frequency. So I trust that it served you. Again, if you're interested to work with me and become one of my students, I would absolutely love for you to visit my website, sandrines.com, and I share often free content and you will find it across my platform. And I would absolutely love to receive from you as an energetic exchange, a little thumb if you're watching this on YouTube, or follow me, share this around if you feel that it could interest some of your friends. You know, this way I can receive your support and I can receive your love, and also comment if you do enjoy this episode and transmission. Sending you my love, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, you will love Fractal Alchemy 5D Quantum University. Please visit my website sandrines.com for more information.